relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
How do you actually have an impact during your life? One way, it's not an easy way, is to change the lives of others for the better. That's exactly what we are doing here on America First in collaboration with the Prison Fellowship and the Angel Tree Camp. You already have helped to send 65 children who've lost a parent to the penal system to a safe, Christ-centered summer camp to break the cycle. Listen to the dangers that these children face from Daryl Brooks.
I was born and raised in Crosby, Texas, in a family of 12. And I was the youngest. My father wasn't nowhere around. I got involved in running with guys that used to drink and smoke. But at the age of 18, I experienced something that was called crack cocaine, one of the worst drugs that a person can ever experience in his life.
Daryl ended up in prison. But now, thanks to Prison Fellowship, he is at the Angel Tree Camp counseling children how to avoid the mistakes he made. You, listeners, have the power to be part of that incredible work. Please support the Angel Tree Camp by going to my website, sebgorka.com, clicking on the Angel Tree Camp banner, or calling this number. Please write it down, 888-206-2794. That is 888-206-2794. Any donation makes a difference. Let's get hundreds of children funded to go to this camp. Let's go to our guest. Our weekly guest is, of course, Boris Epstein. We're still looking for a good name for this segment of the latest political analysis. He is chief political commentator with the Sinclair Broadcast Group, former special assistant to President Trump. I want to talk serious things, of course. Big day today, 1 year anniversary of the opening of our embassy in Jerusalem.
That's right.
Big day. We're going to talk about some serious issues in a moment. But first, if you turn around, Boris, I'd like to show you a video from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Play the video.
Like, I want to tell you about my plan to single-handedly save the planet. I call it the Green New Deal. I picked green because I'm still learning my colors. I came up with my plan after watching, like, the most important documentary on climate change. It's called Ice Age 2, The Meltdown. That's not me saying it. That's science. My Green New Deal will cost, like, $93 trillion. Do you know how much that is? either, because it's totally worth it. If sea levels keep rising, we won't be able to drive to Hawaii anymore. And I just got this electric car. It's eco-friendly, and everyone has to buy one under my deal. And that's why I bought one for my boyfriend, too. Legally, using campaign donations. Well, you bought it for him. Did you know that? Did I tell you not to speak? If you say one word, you're driving the pink one.
That is not AOC. It is Mini AOC. You can follow her on Twitter at Mini AOC Official. Boris, is this the right approach? And of course, everybody, follow him, Boris EP on Twitter, breakfastwithboris.com. Is this a good approach to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez humor?
Humor is always a great approach. Taking it lightly is always good, as long as it's also complimented and augmented with reality and facts. And, you know, I think that approach is great. Now, let's see how long Twitter allows this wonderful parody to stay up until they ban it because it's, quote unquote, hateful toward AOC. Of course, you know, on Twitter, you could be hateful toward conservatives and stay up, but you can't be hateful toward liberals.
No, I love, if you watch the video, it's up on my timeline. Go and watch it. She's in a pink Barbie electric Jeep toy car. Her boyfriend, quote unquote, rolls up in an electric toy Jeep, and he's told to behave himself, drives off. On the back of his Jeep is a theme from her videos, Free Real James Woods.
That's great.
It's fabulous. It's effective, isn't it?
It's good. It's light. It's taking the realities that we deal with in the swamp that we are so close to right now and making some light of it. And listen, that $93 trillion number, that's not just a kid making it up.
That's
the real number.
That's the real number.
At least, well, they don't really know what it is.
Right, right.
But that's the bottom. That's the bottom, the minimum of the estimates.
Right.
And, you know, but now you've got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders pining for AOC's endorsement. They really want that endorsement. Their stories. Bernie Sanders is doing rallies with AOC. They really want that endorsement from that beacon of brilliance of liberalism, AOC.
I think you just found the name for our segment, The Beacon of Brilliance with Boris. I mean, you have been eating your thesaurus lately. Complimented, augmented, pining, beacon of brilliance. You are on fire, Boris.
I'm studying for the SAT-2s again. You know, I just decided I think it's something good for me to do.
Something's working. Working. All right, let's get serious. Rashida was on the Seth Meyers show trying to spin her comments about the establishment of Israel and her Palestinian grandmother. Let's listen to this cut. This is Seth Meyers, who was defending anti-Semitism last week on her show in front of Meghan McCain. Cut three.
You know, I got a text message from a friend who's like, hey, next time, you know, really clarify, maybe talk like a fourth grader, because maybe the racist idiots would understand you better. So it's just, you know, I will continue to speak truth to power and continue to uplift my grandmother through love. And that's all I can do is continue to share the human impact of what it means to be Palestinian in the occupied territory.
So what's the bigger problem? The fact that she calls half of America racists and the audience cheers, or the fact that she's blatantly falsifying history, Boris Epstein?
You know, it is a sad day when a sitting congresswoman can denigrate the memory of the Holocaust, 6 million Jews slaughtered, and then be celebrated on, you know, a not funny late night talk show with, you know, some guy named Seth Meyers, but nevertheless, somewhat mainstream, and the audience is cheering. And it's scary to me. It's a Jewish American. It's scary to me that that's where we are. This is my segment today. People should go to bottomlinewithboris.com.
Bottomlinewithboris.com.
It'll be on Twitter, at Boris EP, at Boris EP, as you mentioned. And here's the bottom line, right? Pun maybe intended. Rashida Tlaib is an anti-Semite. She said that Holocaust gives her a calming feeling. And there's nothing calming.
What kind of person says that?
I don't know. And you can sense that. I'm sitting here, and, you know, usually there's a lot of energy. You know, it crushes me that this is what we have to discuss.
Right.
It's scary. And then even scarier that people like Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the second most powerful man in the House of Representatives, says, well, Rashida Tlaib is owed an apology. That is delusional. It's delusional.
Right.
What's happening with the Democrat Party is delusional, and it's going to hurt them long term.
Or is it because Steny Hoyer is afraid of these anti-Semites who are taking over? It could be rational, no?
Well, what he's saying, the idea of apologizing to her for criticizing her for deeply hateful anti-Semitic comments, again, there's nothing calm about the Holocaust. And also she said that Palestinians safeguarded the Jews. That is not the truth.
No.
The real truth of what the Palestinians did is they attempted to work together with the Nazis to participate
in
the mass murder of
the Jews. The leaders of the Palestinians hanging out with who? Adolf Hitler.
And you would think the media, and especially Jewish people in the media, would know and push back. But look at what Seth Meyers is doing, opposite.
They give them cover. It's an outrage.
Disgusting.
We're talking to Boris Epstein of the Sinclair Media Group. Follow him, Boris EP, Breakfast with Boris. We will be back more here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
This is definitely not CNN.
Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A-plus with the BBB. Call now, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Wow, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
DIY projects can be both fun and fulfilling, but trying to get out of debt may sometimes be best left to the experts. Hi, I'm Grant Eckert, and at National Debt Relief, we do the heavy lifting. We don't believe in the guessing games or trial and error that comes with DIY. We have a proven process that can leave you debt-free in 24 to 48 months. You save, we negotiate, and you become debt-free. National Debt Relief is results-driven, meaning we don't earn a single penny until we've successfully resolved your debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have over 35,000 five-star reviews from our clients. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, medical bills, personal loans, or collection accounts, take the first step in your journey to financial independence. Turn your DIY into NDR-DIFY. Let National Debt Relief do it for you.
Call 800-836-5322 for your free debt assessment today. That's 800-836-5322. Call 800-836-5322.
We have some exciting news for the 64 million households that still have a landline telephone. You've probably had the same telephone number for years, and it's important to you. Family, friends, colleagues, doctors, and a lifetime of connections have that number as a way of connecting with you. Now there's an exciting service that allows you to keep your important home number and get rid of that expensive landline. OurOldNumber.com is revolutionizing how we use that important home telephone number. With OurOldNumber.com, calls to your home telephone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are. Callers hear a personalized greeting from you, select the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto that family member's cell phone. There's no equipment needed or long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, it eliminates those pesky sales calls. It's easy to get started. Just go to OurOldNumber.com and follow the directions. That's OurOldNumber.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And we are back with the, what did you say, Boris? The Beacon of Brilliance segment with Boris Epstein. Follow him on Twitter. He's with the Sinclair Media Group, Boris EP. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have to get the energy levels back up.
Let's
because, you know, Rashida Tlaib kind of smothered things. You, your family escaped from a dictatorship from the Soviet Union. It sounds like that sentiment of dictatorship is infecting Capitol Hill. Does anybody out there know who Bill Pascrell is? Congressman from New Jersey. Most people I asked thought he retired decades ago. Well, when the Democrats need somebody to pop up and intimidate or attempt to intimidate the president, his team, or his family, they wheel out these ancient people nobody's heard of for decades to make a statement. And this is Congressman Pascrell on MSNBC Cut 6.
I believe that the Justice Department should first find the two persons that we're talking about, Mr. Mnuchin and Mr. Redick, and I would increase the penalties. And by the way, if they say no all the way, then I'd put them in jail all the way. That's the law of the land. But I'll tell you what the law is. The law is on our side, and I can't wait.
So having an 82-year-old congressman say the law of the land is to put the Secretary of the Treasury in jail, isn't that like Chernenko in 1983 hobbling around the Politburo in the Kremlin, Boris?
That's pretty good use of Soviet history there. Not a lot of people pull out Chernenko or or Andropov. As Ronald Reagan famously said, I want to work with Russia, but the leaders just keep dying on me.
It was a classic line. Right, right.
Because Brezhnev, Chernenko, and Andropov died.
Right, right. You know, there's like Brezhnev and Gorbachev, and then a load of guys that died one after another.
It was a tough time. The medicine wasn't so good, I guess. So, speaking of this octogenarian, he seemed like a, you know, fully
back to the thesaurus.
Yes.
There you go. He's really deploying it.
It seems like a fully fine individual. But what is he talking about? He wants to put people in jail now? Okay, I guess that's the country he wants to live in, where when one branch disagrees with the other,
right,
one of the branches gets to go to prison? How long?
Have we had this? I mean, we know our European history. We know our Eastern European history. But as American citizens, I'm trying to think, when we had Nixon, I get it, Watergate and the impeachment. We had Clinton and Monica. But now it seems as if it's a daily occurrence that a Democrat member of Congress or the Senate stands up and calls for the imprisonment of a cabinet member or a family member of the president. This is unprecedented.
Well, they can't beat him, right? They can't beat him, so they want to put him in jail. The Democrats realize that the president is knocking it out of the park on the economy,
right.
Knocking it out of the park on defeating ISIS, on international affairs, positioning America again as a hegemon and, you know, as a world leader. And they understand that the American people see all that, and they're going to be voting for him, so they very much don't like that. So what's the only answer? To cry and whine and talk about and eat chicken like Congressman, was it Cohen, is it?
Yes, Cohen.
From Tennessee.
With his ceramic chicken and then his bucket of fried chicken.
It's just crazy, okay? So to pull crazy stunts and to then, I guess, turn us into a banana republic and talk about putting people in jail when they don't produce documents that they want.
Now, look, I warn my listeners here in America First to avoid common sense at all costs in D.C. But just for a second, as a seasoned political operator that you are, we both worked in the White House for Donald Trump. What sense does it make for the Democrats to do? The base is the base. The base isn't going anywhere. The average American, when they hear a congressman they've never heard of call for the imprisonment of a cabinet, Steve Mnuchin, are you serious? You're going to throw him in jail because you disagree with him? The average American must look at that, Boris, and say, are you nuts, Democrats?
Well, and let's talk about why. I believe that comment
is because the IRS.
It's because they want
the tax returns,
right. Which there's no law that says that he's supposed to.
Anybody's tax returns. That's confidential.
And let's be honest. Why do they really want them? To air them out, to try to find something in there to use against the president.
Like Beria said, the forerunner of the KGB, show me the man, I'll find you the crime. It's phishing.
Listen, there's a lot of use of Soviet history here today. Okay,
hey, come on.
I'm trying
to keep up with you.
We're having a good time. We're having a good time. So, but
how do you think this resonates with
1984
people?
Is how it resonates. This is straight out of 1984, straight out of, you know, using the clenches of government for political purposes. It's scary. It's truly scary.
But for most Americans, they just look at that and they reject it, right?
Yes. And because they don't understand why somebody who's serving them as a cabinet member will be put in prison because he's not willing to turn over the president's tax returns that he's not obligated to turn over. So all of this, what the Democrats should probably do is try to find some policy issue to run on. But you know what the problem is?
What?
There isn't one. What are they going to run on?
Your taxes.
The economy is too good. GDP growth is just too much. Just too much. So they can't run on that. They can't run on national security. The Russia hoax blew up in their face, so now they're just scrambling.
They've got attacking Christians, Paul Buttigieg, right?
Yes.
There's the transgender agenda, I guess. What else could they run on?
Anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah, they're good at that. They could run on that.
Yeah, and it is interesting to go back to the previous segment. Sooner or later, the successful Jewish people in this country are going to realize that the Democratic Party has left Jews behind.
But that happened a long time ago, Boris. What's it going to take?
It's generational, right? A lot of the folks who are coming, the baby boomers who came up through the civil rights era are just, that's who they are. They're liberal, they're Democrats. The younger people are realizing that the Democrats are not for Israel. They're not for the Jewish people. And that money is a significant source of support. Both in
you
terms
mean
of,
from that from terms the of votes Jewish American community to the DNC? Yes,
the Jewish American support, financial support, has been significant over the years.
Sure,
it's going to dry up.
Right,
and who are they going to replace it with? I'm not so sure because
fundamentalist jihadis.
Last time I checked, that's been a big part of the support for the Democratic Party. So then
what happens to the Democrat Party?
They have that much less support, and they have lose another.
Do they start to act rationally? Can we have that hope?
I think the Democrat Party is becoming a fringe party, like Labour is in the UK.
Interesting.
And that happened with the Jewish support for Labour. They largely, the Jews in Britain left Labour.
Well,
why?
Because they became rampantly anti-Semitic. Yes,
correct.
That's true, and that actually happened quite rapidly. That's really interesting.
It happened just like that.
It was this year, basically.
Right.
It was this year.
So over the last couple of years, there was a little bit of built up, boom, it happened.
Wow.
So I think you could, at least I hope, that my Jewish brothers and sisters realize that the Democratic Party is no longer the party of civil rights, of equality, or
it's jailing people you politically disagree with.
Exactly.
And being an anti-Semite.
And pushing an oppressed versus oppressor narrative and pretending that the Jews are the oppressors, which is, as I said earlier, delusional.
Yeah, delusional. That's the perfect word for it. Ladies and gents, suggestions. What do we call this weekly tour d'horizon with Boris Epstein? There you go. Not bad. See a little bit of French there. Soviet history, a little bit of, call us 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. You can also email us at sebgorka.com. Lots of fun always with Boris Epstein, chief political commentator with the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him on Twitter at Boris EP. And also check out breakfastwithboris.com every day for your updates and your daily briefing. Your calls next here on America First.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 3366. Enjoy.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of 5-star reviews and are loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. BollandBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's reaganprivacy.com.
We have one suggestion already from a caller for what we call our weekly escapades with Boris. We're going to call them potentially Boris and Seb's excellent adventure. That's one bit. I like it. I like it. Chris Buskirk has just posted on Twitter. Follow him, the Chris Buskirk, founder and publisher of American Greatness. Incredible story. So you know who Stephen Fry is? Rather large, portly British comedian. Gay, flamboyantly gay comedian, has been accused because he did the OK sign in a photograph of being a white supremacist. Stephen Fry, the homosexual comedian from the UK. Buskirk responds eloquently. Slander, accuse, trash, destroy all of your enemies, no matter how minor. That's been the left from Robespierre to Trotsky to Marcuse to Alinsky to Clinton to Obama to today. Civil society doesn't exist. Friendship doesn't exist. Family doesn't exist. Only permanent revolution. Have you seen what I posted on my Twitter feed with regards to family? Arthur is a children's cartoon. I think it's actually made with your money, PBS. My children used to watch Arthur 15 years ago, about a rodent-like creature that lived and had fun in his cartoon world. The new season of Arthur will have one of Arthur's teachers at school, a male teacher married to a fellow male rodent. Did you have any questions about there being a culture war, ladies and gentlemen? Did you have any doubt in your mind? This is a war for our culture, and that's why we exist here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Oh, by the way, you trolls out there, you're really pathetic. My team, when you're doing vicious stuff on my Twitter feed, you got to try harder. One individual was trying to slime me earlier today. He goes by the bio, GOP Delenda Est, trying to be all historic and all, oh, yeah, oh, so clever. I'm Cato, saying Cartago Delenda Est, and he's saying the GOP must be destroyed. Buddy, when we go to your feed and we find out that you've got one follower on Twitter, you don't even rank as a piker, okay? You're a bunch of bloody amateurs. I have yet to find one of you with more than 10 followers. You gotta try harder. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. I really hope that troll was listening. Stephen, Atlanta, line one. Welcome to America First.
Hey, welcome to you too. Great show, mate.
Cheers.
I had an idea for a second coming. I think if you and Dennis Prager could talk at the same time and we could listen as humans, I think you could convert the world.
Well, Dennis is a rather 80-pound brain. He was supposed to be on the show yesterday but had to catch a flight to Florida. We will get him on the show later this week or next week. That's very kind. You think we are the prophets of the age of Aquarius, Stephen?
Absolutely, mate. No doubt. Hey, and I know a lot about that because I'm a Liverpool supporter and we're going to Europe.
Are you? You're a Liverpudlian, by Jove.
I'm a poor boy from Liverpool, mate.
Well, very, very.
And I've done very well in this wonderful, wonderful country.
It is the greatest nation on God's earth. Great to talk to a fellow former Brit.
Quick thing.
Yes, you've got 30 seconds. Quickly, Stephen.
Sebastian Gorka, the bastion of truth, is my show.
Ooh, the bastion. Sebastian the bastion. You know what? I've lived 48 years and nobody's made the connection Sebastian the bastion. Stephen, stay on the line. You get a signed copy of my latest book, Why We Fight. Jolly well done, my Liverpudlian brother. Very impressive. Oh, by the way, my producer tells me Dennis Prager will be on America First on Friday. I don't know if it's going to be the second coming, but it's going to be great. Me and Dennis Prager on this show. Dear friends, we broadcast from the Relief Factor Studios. Why? Because Relief Factor is
an absolutely incredible, life-changing product. Not an exaggeration. It changed my life, and it can change your life. What Seth and Pete Talbot have done is create an utterly natural supplement made from ingredients that attack pain at source and provide you with the extra energy you need. Tens of thousands of our listeners are receiving every day a liberating sense of detachment from the pain that has plagued them, sometimes, in my case, for almost a decade. In my case, it was a lower back pain issue. I couldn't kneel on Sunday at Mass. My lower back would hurt. I did nothing about it. I found nothing that would deal with it. I took the three-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, my pain was gone, and it has yet to come back. If you go to relieffactor.com, you can see testimonials from across the country, and you'll understand why I, Sebastian Gorka, my friends, my colleagues, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, all stand 100% behind this product because it works. Pete and Seth want to relieve you of your pain. Give it a try. $19.95. What have you got to lose? You deserve it. You owe it to yourself. Go now to relieffactor.com. Your call's next on 833-334-6752. Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his FrontSight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/Gorka. See you at FrontSight.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
You have to love the 45th Commander of the United States,
Donald Trump has just refuted the New York Times reports of 120,000 troops being sent to the Gulf by the United States. He said, "No, not true," and added, "You know, if I were going to send some troops, it wouldn't be as few as 120,000. Yeah, new sheriff, to say the least. You thought 2016 was a big deal. Yes, it was. Imagine now if Hillary would be in the White House. Yeah, I know, it's a nightmare. But 2020 is just as, if not more, important. Every single key issue, just look at the last 2 years, is on the table. Freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, pro-life, freedom of conscience, and, most frightening of all, your health care. They want to nationalize it. Medicare for all is the Democrat plan, which means those who have paid into the system get to get in line with those who've not paid a dime, including the children of illegal aliens. Do you want to lose your health care, or do you want to support an organization that will fight for you and your healthcare? There's only one choice. Don't go with the AARP. They're on the wrong side. I urge you now, join AMAC. If you're over the age of 50, you get all the benefits, and they will fight for you because they understand that this is a power grab. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That is GorkaForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-4824. That number again, 855-624-4824, or GorkaForAMAC.com. The stakes are higher than 2016. Make the right choice. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. I have to play you some. You may find it's a little bit weird that I'm doing this, but it's important because this is a little kind of graduate school lesson in a minute and a half. And it comes from our friend Nigel Farage, the founding leader of UKIP, now the founding leader or the leader of the Brexit Party. He was on the show last week. We're going to get him back on as soon as possible. He was on the BBC. And the BBC was doing probably the worst interview I've ever seen them do, the most biased interview, which is pretty par for the course now, with the state-funded British Broadcasting Corporation. And Nigel gives you a masterclass in how you deal with fake news. My friend Rahim Kassam wrote it up at Human Events. You can see the whole write-up with the video. But listen to how Nigel Farage calls out the lying and the bias. Cut 7.
Here we are with one of the biggest changes in politics that's ever occurred.
Okay.
And you're not even interested.
Do you still
What's wrong with the BBC?
Do you still want to
What is wrong with the BBC?
Do you still want to roll back gun controls and reintroduce handguns to this country?
This sums it up. Do you know, I've been going around the country speaking at PAC rallies every night. And do you know who's not there? The BBC. And from this line of questioning now, I can see why.
Do you still
you're just not interested, are you?
Do you still feel uncomfortable with foreign languages being spoken on trains?
Let's talk about democracy. Let's talk about trust. Let's talk about competence in politics. This is ludicrous.
You still do?
This is absolutely ludicrous. I've never in my life seen a more ridiculous interview than this. You are not prepared to talk about what is going on in this country today. You're in denial. The BBC's in denial. The Tory and Labour parties are in denial. I think you're all in for a bigger surprise on Thursday than you can even imagine. What is your question? What is the relevance of this?
That, dear friends, is how it is done. You don't take their narrative points. You don't have to address their talking points. You crush them. You call them out for their bias. I think I'm going to have to repost some of my old CNN duels with Chris Cuomo and Anderson Cooper later today, because people do love them. It doesn't matter where I roll up across the country. They always talk about those interviews for some reason. I wonder why it is. But this is what you do. Brexit was the largest expression of the will of the British people since the Magna Carta. 17 million people voted, and their will has been ignored, has been trampled, has been betrayed. And this idiot wants to talk about Nigel Farage's plans for gun licensing. That's what they try and do. It's exactly what they tried to do with Ben Shapiro last week. But Nigel, dealt with it better than Ben did. I think Ben has admitted that was not the best way to deal with the interview. Nigel is the man. Let's go to your calls, 833-334-6752. Line one, Jerry in New Jersey. Welcome, Jerry.
The Democratic Party, as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at history, reminds me of two passings. Number one, they remind me of the Mao Communist Party. But if we want to go back a little further, it reminds me of when things were supposed to get better in France after the revolution with Louis the 16th, and it turned the reign of terror by the Jacobins and Napoleon. That's what they remind me of, those two things in history.
That's interesting. So a hybrid. There definitely is, Jerry. There's something anarchic with what's going on in the left, isn't there? Jerry.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, they don't have any sense of history. What, the history just was born 30, 40 years ago when these morons came to power?
Well, no, Jerry, it's not that they don't have a sense of history. For the last 50 years, they've been aggressively, consciously falsifying history. I mean, you know, remember, it was Trotsky. It was the communists, it was Lenin, then it was the fascists who said, give me their children and I will own their future. That's what they did. I mean, this is how you get the victims of Communism Memorial Foundation in their poll last year find out that 52% of American millennials would prefer to live in a communist or socialist America. That only happens when you white out the reality of communism. You white out what, you know, think about what Mao did. I mean, we don't even know how many people Mao killed. The estimates are between 30 and 70 million Chinese murdered by Mao. Pol Pot in Cambodia, at least 25%, if not a third of the population, wiped out by its own leadership. If you're a millennial, you don't know any of this unless you've been homeschooled, or your parents did what my parents did. They educate you at home on the facts. That's the truth. Thank you for calling, Jerry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, my analysis, and special guests. We still have none other than Hogan Gidley of the White House and Sarah Carter from Guatemala and David Harsanyi here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest-Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi,
Hey, this is Rochelle with Way Forward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
My colleague here, Eric, who makes all the research hum along and writes some of our best copy, he told me, I used the phrase Russiagate because we have John Solomon coming on tomorrow. He said, Wikipedia's entry on Russiagate says it's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, you heard right, that the Obama administration spying on the Trump campaign is a conspiracy theory. I guess those FISA warrants were never issued. I guess that undercover agent, the honeypot trap, never sat down with George Papadopoulos. I guess General Flynn wasn't charged by the FBI. Wonder how long that's going to last. If you haven't done so already, you've got to go to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, just for you, has given you the biggest discounts he's ever advertised. But just if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for incredible Egyptian cotton sheets and also his MyPillow. I sleep on it. It is a godsend. Go to 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. But you've got to use my name, G-O-R-K-A, at checkout. Back to your calls. Line 2, Nicholas in Long Island. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Superb.
Hey, so I've been, you know, throwing around this idea about Joe Biden and, you know, how lousy of a candidate he is. I'm just, you know, really waiting for people to grasp on to how low life this guy is, you know, that he's even bringing his son into it and his son's benefiting. You know, I just want to, I want your opinion and I want to see what you think, you know, when it's going to come out that this guy, son, got a $1 billion contract from the Chinese government, and that when he says that China is not a competitor, that they're actually partners, I can see why China is partnering up with Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's already out there. We've had Peter Schweitz on the show. He's written the book Secret Empires. This is, I mean, of course, the left and media doesn't cover any of it. The fact is, Joseph Biden's son flew on the vice presidential plane to China when his father was vice president, came back after that and inked a deal for over $1 billion with the Chinese government. And this is the man who wants to be our next president and who says that China is not a competitor. This guy is either look, he's as corrupt as a $3 note, but at the end of the day, he's either stupid as well, or he is in the pocket of Xi Jinping. That is the only thing that you can infer from his behavior and his statements and what his son has done. Corrupt to the core, not to mention the fact that he extorted the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor that was investigating the company that, as we know from John Solomon, was paying his son $160,000 a month in consulting fees. Doesn't get more corrupt than that. I'm Sebastian Gorka with our special guests from the White House, Sarah Card from Guatemala, and David Harsanyi from The Federalist in the next hour, and my analysis and your calls. You don't want to miss a millisecond of America First here on the Salem Radio Network.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.